When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get in zone, AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I gotta change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get in
zone. What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free. Get in
zone. And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone. Get in zone, AutoZone. Restrictions apply.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
The Volume.
Sunday night football with all the lights on, man. Everybody watching. And we conquered, man. We 10-1 in the division, leading it. Man, y'all got to just feel my heart right now. I'm racing right now. I wish I could have came here last night. But, no, too late. Got to the house, 3 o'clock in the morning. All the traffic that was there. Salute to the Eagles fans. Because y'all showed mad love last night. Y'all showed mad love last night, man. We appreciate it. And we had a lot of legends come in last night. Brian Dawkins and all the people was in there last night. Actually got to shake his hand for the first time. Felt amazing. Felt amazing, man. And gave him the ability to be 10-1. It's nothing better. And I hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving too, man. You know, my family was down here, and guess what your boy did? Made weight. I hit the steam room so quick. I'm talking about 2 days back-to-back. I'm talking about I hit it before I went to full Thanksgiving meal, and I hit after Thanksgiving meal. I got to. That weight stuff serious now. I can't be losing that money. I got kids. You know what I'm saying? I got kids and I need to go to college. You know what I'm saying? I got a daughter too. That's very spoiled. Give her anything she wants. So that could be her little spend money or whatever it needs. I cannot be getting fined for being overweight, even though I love to eat. But salute to the steam room. Had to get in there. Sweat about like 3 pounds off easily and quick. Got me in shape to get ready for the game Sunday. I'm feeling good now. I'm back to my normal self, man. I'm still kind of eating some leftovers still. I don't know how long leftovers supposed to be lasting, but my chef did his thing with the cooking. So I've been eating it for the past 3 days. This game was a huge win for us. It's a North opponent against one of the greatest quarterbacks ever coming into our house trying to get the dub. You know, he knocked off another North team that, you know, on the other side, the Cowgirls. But we cannot let him come in here and knock us off. You know, we could not. Because that was A-Rod live up for. A-Rod live for being the underdog and coming in and knocking off good teams. We couldn't be the one on him. We could not be on the radar. We cannot. So we came out here and dominated like we supposed to be and got the dub. But like I've been telling y'all all year long about my boy Hurts. MVP. What I'm trying to tell y'all. Y'all seen him with the 150 yards rushing. Bruh had 100 yards rushing in the first quarter. The first quarter. And I'm trying to tell y'all, if he's not number one, who is number one? Being 10-1, leading the team 10-1, number one in division, number one overall, best record. He is breaking records right now. He just broke some guy's record. Donovan McNabb, some big time Eagles Hall of Famers. Some big time guys. Michael Vick, one of the greatest scrambling quarterbacks ever. Now we got Hurts. What hurts, hurts. Oh, I might need to use that. That was pretty nice. But that man was deadly last night, man. That O-line amazing. I'll try to tell y'all again about the O-line. We got the best O-line in the world. Got Kels, got Lane, that Paige Lane. You know what I'm saying? That's what we call Lane. Lane, clear lanes. That's what he does. And we can arguably run the ball every down, every play if we want to. Miles Sanders, easily. I know the stats don't show it too much, but easy can be a top three back in this league. Easily. But we so versatile back, we can do whatever we want to. We can pass it, run it, quarterback run it. We can do everything we want to do. And that's why I appreciate them guys on offense, man. Them boys are not selfish. They spread that ball around, and everyone gets love. And today, Hurts and Miles Sanders and that O-line gets all the love. All of it, man. I'm talking about it was ridiculous. I told Coach, we had 350 at one time. Coach, we might well run for 400. I don't know if somebody ever ran for 400 yards during the game. If so, let me know. I probably did it on Madden video game. But real life, I don't think no team ever been ran 400 yards on. I don't know. Somebody go Google it. Somebody look it up for me, please. Because, Jesus, I probably ran the ball 80 times that game. 80 times. I would not probably threw the ball one time. I would not drop back at all. I am a big A-Rod fan. You know, I do have his jersey. But last night, before the game started, I think he tried to like soften me up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Just as in like, you know, I get people game, you know, we play against each other. They try to like, hey, make you feel good. Got to the sideline. I'm warming up, doing what I do. You know, he run by me. We dap each other up. You know, we gave real respect to each other. He said, Slay, let me get that jersey off you. I said, ooh-wee. A GOAT just asked for the jersey. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you know, I had to give it to him. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, Rod, the jersey's on the way. I know you left the field early, but the jersey is on the way with the big boy, big play signature on it. Like, it'd be incredible, man. You know, a kid from Brunswick, Georgia, small town, been watching A-Rod forever. You know, A-Rod, I was in, what, high school, middle school, when he was playing. And now I got a GOAT asking for my jersey because he spec my game. Man, it was wild for me. That's an incredible moment, man. You know, I'm like, what? A-Rod just asked for my jersey. And like I said, man, salute to him, man. I appreciate it, man. That was what a great experience, man. Because, like, you know, he Aaron Rodgers. He ain't got to ask for my jersey, but he did. And I'm thankful for it, man. That was sweet. You know what I'm saying? That was big time for me. I love that. I got, you know, I went into the locker room, cheesy it is. Told my boy JB, I said, hey, I don't know if he's trying to, like, game plan, make me play a little soft. But your boy just asked for my jersey after the game, you know. Cheer the ease ear to ear. They were like, boy, you better take it off right now. I almost took it off right then, just signed it right then and just play with just my shoulder pads. No jersey. I don't need no jersey. I almost just gave it to him right then. No lie. But that's something I had to share with you guys, man, because that's crazy. That is wild to me. So we come out, first drive. I've been trying to get a GOAT ball for my boy A-Rod. I fumbled the bag. Yes, I did it. I did like a little, man, I don't know, man. I headbutted the ball at all kinds of mess. Oh, man. When I turned around, the ball hit me in the face. And I'm like, man. But shout out to my boy Josiah with the toe tap, the Tony toe tap like AB used to do back in his prime days. Tony toe tap with my boy with the toe tap hit, got the ball. I don't want no assist. No, I need the whole ball. I need that. That's one, like I said, one of the greatest ever to do it. I can't wait to see the next year's schedule. To see if I play A-Rod this year, because that's all I'm going to do. I'm going to have a football and just have A-Rod's face on it, just catching. So when that time comes, I'm ready and I'm prepared for it. As the game is going, guys, I see that A-Rod was running into the locker. You know, he'd have put a word out there saying he'd been playing with a thumb injury since the Giants game. So I saw him running in the tunnel. I'm saying, what's going on with A-Rod? He must have messed it up. You know, so as a defense, when A-Rod goes out, we feel great. You know what I'm saying? That's the greatest quarter, one of the greatest quarterback ever. So if he goes out, we got to go out here and really get active. You know, the D-line get a little hungrier because they be like, okay, got a young buck coming in. I can go get out to the quarterback because, you know, A-Rod makes a lot of checks and a lot of communication at the line of scrimmage. That's hard to sack. So young buck come in. Actually did a very, very solid job, man. They got a Green Bay, got a bright, bright future, like a bright one. Because Buddy was slinging it. I ain't going to lie. Like, he low-key looked like A-Rod. Like, he been learning a lot. It should be a blessing for him to be behind a GOAT and learning like that at a high level. And he's a talented kid as well. Like, he's a first-round draft pick. So, he got a lot of talent, you know. And he's got to wait his time, just like how A-Rod waited his time for Brett Favre. You know, so now he's waiting his time. So, his time going to come. And you can see, like, the gunslinging mentality he has just – like him, like they with the quick release, the flick, and picking the back leg up. He's copying and pasting him for sure. Which that's is a great player to be copying and pasting from. It's always been tough to beat that guy, and I finally got another dub on him. So he's been whooping my ass pretty good, but now I'm whooping his ass right now. So I'm pretty feeling good about that. Number 28, Dillard is so big. Buddy has the biggest legs in the world. I know him and Saquon be doing this little quad challenge of who got the biggest legs. Look at Saquon. You my dog. But I don't think your legs bigger than bro. You cannot help not see it because I got to tackle it. So I had to tackle that man one play, bust my whole mouth. My whole mouth would bleed. I don't want no mouthpiece. So I hit him. Bam. Next thing you know, blood everywhere in my mouth, spinning all out. I'm like, oh my goodness. I almost checked out the game. I almost said, timeout, get me out. My jaw hurt. I'm talking about, I got pads on. I felt like he punched me in the face with a helmet on. I'm feeling it through my helmet. I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, brother, is my shit broken? I thought my shit was broken, for real, because Buddy like ran right through me. I made the tackle though, but when I say, that shit hurt it so bad. Yeah, I almost checked out. Everybody know me. I can tackle a guy. But I ain't that good of a tackle like hitting hard. He hit me hard. I don't need to play him no more, for real, because all he do is look for contact to run through people. And I'm type of guys do not need to be playing in the league. Give me 3-3, good combo. Aaron Jones, good combo. They're doing the thing, man. And Aaron Jones is – He a good behind damn back, man. Like, he an all-around back, man, line up at the receiver position. One time I saw him lining at number one as if he running routes, like rock routes. And a little touchdown A-Rod threw across the body, through the chest, the back of the end zone. Ain't too many running backs can do that. He'll top back in his league, man. He's very talented, man. Very, very talented. And of course, A-Rod is really, you know, A-Rod. But, man, that was wild. I'm like, how the hell? Like, I'm talking about he had three running the scene, going over here like a little post. I'm like, okay. And the Dotson kid. I did not think he was the Dotson dog. I don't know. It's one of the names. He's a rookie, you know, but, you know, had a rough start early. Rough start. Boy, been catching shit like it ain't nothing. I'm talking about, man, they say he was fast. He caught the little slant. I see how fast he is. Buddy outran angles. When you outrun angles, you fast, fast. He outran some angles. It's like he ran the 200. Straighten up. We got around the curve and straighten up. Like, start tilting his head back a little bit. I'm like, damn. That boy, the kid fast. I lined up on press one time. I probably should have got a holding call because I grabbed his shirt. Because, like, Buddy was running too damn fast. I said, slow the fuck down, Roadrunner. Slow the fuck down. Can't be running this damn fast right now. Slow down. But Buddy was going crazy. Buddy was going crazy. He going to be a nice kid, man. He going to be good. When A-Rod got the trust in him now, like I told y'all last week, when A-Rod start trusting folks, he give you the ball. And you can see that he's growing the trust because he made a fourth down play for him. It was fourth and four. And fourth and four, like, call it ball across the middle. praying for my boy Chauncey with the hit he put on him, man. You know, hurt himself, but you know, he's doing well. We know we had to pray for him last night, but caught the ball through traffic with Chauncey and all the boys hitting him. Big down, fourth down stop. Big time, fourth down, good for them. Big play. That's a very, very big play for him. And like I said, that shows that A-Rod trusts him.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. eBay Motors is here for the ride. You know what I remember about my first car? Is that the moment I got it, I wanted to improve it. Because like most 16-year-old kids, you don't exactly get a luxury automobile. So you look at it, you go, well, I need to add some speakers. I need to tint out the windows. I need to make this thing the coolest car possible so I can cruise around town with all my buddies, waving at the babes, and enjoy myself. So my favorite part of car culture when I was young was definitely the subwoofers in the back of the car. And we built the boxes from scratch, had multiple 12-inch subs, and you could hear me coming from a long, long way away. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
So my boy went down. CD went down. We had my young boy come in now. AKA Ghost. Travis don't care for no spot, man. They said it's hard for, you know, never seen too many white guys play corner. Play whatever, whatever. But we got a white guy that can play safety. Very great. Very great. Good, man. He's so good, man. He's so detailed. And came in a game and make a clutch play. I'm talking about a rookie doing his job. All he was doing was being what he supposed to be to make the play. When I say Ghost made the play, you could see in his face that his heart was racing. Mouth got dry. He's a little nervous. A country kid from Alabama. You got to hear him talk. Yell, baby. Yell, baby. Yeah, you got to hear him. That's how he talked, man. It was so funny, man. I was so happy for him that he made. And the play he made, they was finna go down there and score again. I ain't gonna say score again, but in position to score to get 3 or 7. We flipped the whole thing around and they don't get nothing. know how much of a game-changing swing that was, that for a guy like that to come in a game and make a play? But he's in the DB room. And I can tell you one thing about my DB room. Well, our DB room, we trust and believe in everybody in us. So it don't matter who's there. I know Chauncey is the guy that's leading in the NFL interceptions. But when the next man up, we trust and believe him. And he gets it done. My boy Reed gets it done. And I'm telling you, like, he comes a long way, man. You got to see him work, man. He does his job at a high, high level, man. I'm happy for him, but low-key jealous of him and Josiah because they got A-Rod ball picks. I'm talking about Mount Rushmore ball. I don't know. It's probably a lot of people that got those guys, but that would have complete my man cave. I'm talking about man cave. I had the ball here, ball here, ball here with their jerseys right underneath it. Signed it on. Tom. Goat Tom. Can you please? Please send me a jersey my way with your, sign it up. I got Drew's on. I got Aaron's on. I just need yours. I think the Eagles O-line has been number one since week one. It never moved. Like, every time I look on it, it say Eagles number one. Eagles number one. I got to be one of the best O-lines that ever played as a group. Like I said, as a group. I don't know how the O-line business work and how you judge it, who we got it. But from here, from looking on the sideline, I ain't seen nothing like it. I done been around some, like, great O-linemen, like, by themselves. Like, I've been around great. Like, I had Don Riola as a center in Detroit, one of the great centers. You know, I had some great individual O-linemen. A group effort, I don't know. I never seen a group this polished. Like, they are very, very polished. I'm talking about, you got all pros across the board. And like I was saying with these boys, man, I know the Eagles are the number one O-line in the league, but they also got the hottest Christmas album ever. Man, they got the goats, man. These guys can do it all. They can do it all. They even asked me to be in the background. Like, I'm a background dancer and stuff like that, but I had to get the body right. I had to get the massage and stuff and get ready to get, I got to be ready to play. But I don't know if y'all know. I know the Eagles fans know about the Christmas album they made, but the fans that don't know, Melotta can really sing. Like, he can really blow the doors off. So I'm waiting till it's really finished and polished all the way out how they need to be done. I know it's going to be a great album because you got goats doing it. And they're saying they're not the best at run block, pass block, pass setting, all that kind of stuff. They're great at everything. I'm talking about singing. I know y'all saw the video. The video going crazy. My boy Kels singing it with his heart out. He's the passion. He's the heart of the Christmas song. Melotta is the voice of it. They got Lane. Lane's the swag. Oh, they got the whole group. Like, and that's why we try to tell y'all about the family of us. Like, we really deal our brotherhoods in this building, man. This is not just a job for us. It's more like a family thing. That's why I told y'all, Coach, you're doing a great job and making us feel like this is a family ordinance, like this is a family thing. And that's why guys doing kind of stuff like this. It's never been done for me. Like, I was in Detroit 7 years. I ain't never seen nobody making Christmas carols and hanging and making music together, stuff like that. But over here, it's a lot different, man. It's really a family thing, man. And they doing a great job, man. Like, we might have to challenge them in the DB room, man. We might have to make a DB Christmas song, man. And I'm the lead singer, because I'm like the Chris Brown / Usher in one. I got the dance moves and all that kind of stuff. So we might have to challenge them guys. We're going to win. Go hard to beat Melotta because he can really sing. But I can't sing at all. I'm coming like somewhat singing, but my dance moves going to be the best. So we're going to have to challenge them guys, man. Y'all look forward to it, man. Y'all look out for the DB, the Philadelphia Eagles Christmas song coming soon. I'm going to go ahead and say it too. We the best secondary in the league. Like, we the best. And me and JB the best duo in the league. Like, I know Sauce, I know DJ Reed, y'all boys balling. I'ma salute y'all boys. Y'all boys doing y'all thing over there. But me and JB doing our thing too, man. And I'm riding with my dog. We won. It's okay, y'all can be too. We're gonna keep competing through the year. We're gonna keep competing through the year, but right now, me and JB beat y'all right now. We beat y'all. But y'all up now. Definitely y'all young too. Y'all got a lot of potential. Y'all got a lot of potential, man. Y'all going to be a very solid group for a long time, man. With him just signing over there, you as a rookie, Sauce. So y'all boys going to be solid, man. Y'all going to be the best tanner for sure coming up in a few years. But right now, me and JB going to hold that title right now. You know what I'm saying? Me and JB going to hold that. And let's talk about the game your last night with your boy, Big Play Slater. I ain't get too much action last night, you know, because I think A-Rod had a lot. High respect on me, man. You know, got a lot of young guys out there. And, you know, I'm an outsmarter young guy. You know, so he knows that about me, about how I play the game. So I ain't get too much action. I got some smart plays from A-Rod putting those guys in smart position. Like, he do a couple down throws. Like, he see me off the ball, he just throw it to him. Try to get guys going and making me have to tackle on the open field. And, you know, so they did a great job. You know, I lined up against 9 one time. Like I said, I pressed him. But he fast. Fast, and I'm pretty fast. I'm still a 4'3 guy, 31 years old. So he's fast. I'm like, no, I'm fast. He fast, you know. So he was rolling, and man, and I see you, Carl. I see we still out here working, man. The 30 plus crew still out here working, man. You still out here making plays, you know. Great catch in the back of the end zone, even though it's against my boy. I don't need you catching touchdowns on my boy, but it's always good to see you out there, man. We out there competed a little couple places, call it an out route, you know. I kind of like, hey. You know, a little big hit stick on him a little bit. I like, boy, you still look solid, Miranda. You know, your old days, you probably ran through because I feel like it's a lot more stronger. Because, boy, I came in there with a little thump. You kind of fell straight down. I like, damn, I'm kind of slow right now. Unless I'm just getting stronger. I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm getting stronger and you just know I'm catching up or whatever. But, yeah, man, it was a great matchup. You know, great game overall. I had to do a lot of tackling. Like I said, a lot of tackling, man. They kept running these crack tosses. I'm talking about trying to find me, hitting me, and 81, the tight end, he keep trying to block me. Me and him almost got into a little scuffle. I ain't gonna lie, because I don't play the little after the pushing game and after the pushing play. He kind of pushed me after the play. Like, everybody that knows me, I'm the most chill guy on the field. Quiet, laugh, giggle, ask questions, play around, crack jokes. That's what I do on the field. I don't take it serious, but I take it serious, as in, like, I'm playing around a lot, but I take the game serious. But, yeah, one play, he was blocking me, had my jersey all up here. I said, dang, ref, he holding me. You know what I'm saying? And then he said a little something smart, but I let it go around. And then one play, I set the edge on him, kind of got a little good hit stick on him. Wham! Next thing you know, he kept trying to drive me back. And then the whistle already blow, and he gave me a little shrug. You know, I don't walk front. Too many people just don't put your hands on you after the play. And I kind of got a little upset. And I kind of snapped out a little bit, kind of got out of my comfort zone, but I had to calm back down a little bit, get back into the game, because I could get out of the game quick. If y'all already know, I can lose it. I can go from here to here. And with us, you know, being the condition that it is, with me having that steel on my chest, I had to keep it here. Because, boy, it was going to escalate. And shout out to my boy, AJ, man. AJ Swole Batman. For being sick all week, and man, it's still coming out of trying to execute for the team, man. Like I said, he put a lot into this team, man. He put a lot into this craft and into his work, man, because he came to work one day. You know what I'm saying? I'll be with the offense a good bit. You know, I'm like, dang, where AJ at? And then, you know, he came in a little late, had an eye that was bloodshot red. So with me being his teammate, his slash brother, I'm like, what happened, AJ? Do I need to go get the, you know, go get the hands ready? You know what I'm saying? Did somebody just jump on my dog? You know, but no, but baby, dog was sick, man. Anyway, he came out there and still fought with us, man. Still fought with us, but he still found a way to get it active. Still found the energy, you know, to come out there on a Sunday night. You know, being drowsy, probably been all kind of stuff, man. I don't know what kind of stuff can help that. NyQuil ain't gonna do too much with that. So for him to come out there and just still play and giving his hardest, man, you gotta salute guys like that, man. You gotta salute guys. That's the kind of guys you want on your team. That's the kind of guys you want to go to war with, because you know, this game is important, and, you know, and one thing I know about AJ, he want to win. And with him on the field, we got a high chance of winning. So, man, salute to him, man. Appreciate you, big dog, man. Like I said, because, you know, I'll do the same for you. No matter what's going on with me, man, I know that I need to be out there to help you win. I know you feel the same way, man. So that's why I appreciate that, man, because we work. We get sent in. And, man, shout out to Coach, man. Coach Sirianni. What I tell y'all, when I see him say, man, he really understand us, understand the game, understand all us, man. He's a big part of us, man. I love the fact that his family stuff, he's always preaching and preaching and preaching. Because I don't know if y'all be seeing stuff on the sideline like I be seeing stuff. You know, if you see Coach, every time somebody make a play, somebody come to the sideline, if y'all don't know, like, he got different handshakes for the whole squad, and he remembers all of them. You know, we got like, you know, he got probably like 20 to 30 handshakes, and he does it with everybody. And, you know, of course, you do it a lot with Jalen because, you know, Jalen scores a lot of touchdowns. But it's every time. I mean, it's electrifying, man. It's like he's a young coach. You don't see too many coaches doing that. It's only but this young coaches in the region. That's why I'm saying, like, young coaches coming in and really evolving the game. You know, not saying they better than any of the old coaches, but they just more of a, like, they more passionate, as in more involved with the team. You know what I'm saying? You, no offense, Bill Belichick is one of the greatest coaches ever, but you probably would never see Bill Belichick make up no type of handshake with nobody, and he done had the greatest quarterback of all time. So, you know, with him just fitting it in with us as a player and really just understanding the culture, like, right now, everybody got handshakes. Everybody do. You see everybody come out, I got handshakes with all the DBs, so we all got handshakes. But, and the fact that he looked at it, adjusted it, like, they got handshakes. Well, I don't have a handshake with these guys. I want to be a part of these guys. And that's what it makes you feel like. He want to be a part of the group. Like, he coming into the work. When he come to work, he's not always in the offensive meeting. He's an offensive coach. He come in the defensive meeting. He learned from us. He asked us questions. So, like, he's very involved, man. And that's a lot about him, man. He's a real good coach, man. Like I said, man, he for us and for the family. And we appreciate him, man. I love him to death, man. Like I said, I go to war with him. So, it's amazing, man, to see that he just interact with us like that, man. Like, I can't say five, too. I'm going to show y'all, too, man. I'm going to do it for y'all, and y'all going to have to check it out. Y'all give me a judge between 1 and 10. Y'all let me know how it is. And, man, coming into next week, got another home game. Got the Tennessee Titans. You know, Derrick Henry's coming into the house. You know what they love to do. They love to run the ball. So we got to be prepared. I have not watched film yet, but I know one thing they will do is feature 22. A little brand, a little inside story. Him and my mom, they from the same hometown, you know, so it's my family and his family, like the biggest family in the city, Yulee, Florida. My mom is from Yulee, Florida. He's from Yulee, Florida. And, you know, that's really probably about 20 minutes from where I was born at in Bronzer, Georgia. You know, my mom just moved to Bronzer, Georgia. But shout out to your boy, Derrick Henry, man, you know, the Yulee, Florida boys. You know, I'm with you, but we'll see you Sunday. All right, everybody, man. That might be that's all I got today for y'all, man. But I appreciate y'all tuning in and joining in. Your boy Big Play Slay, man. I cannot wait to get back here Sunday, man, and give y'all more details about the game, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for joining.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Want to increase your salary? Discover your earning potential with CareerBuilder. CareerBuilder.com knows you have superpowers that make you good at your job. They're called skills. And CareerBuilder.com has tools specially designed to help you move up, like CareerBuilder CoLab. Check out resume examples. Learn what recruiters are looking for. Search salaries. And view different career paths based on your skills. You'll be amazed to know how many ways you can use the skills you already have to build your future. Visit CareerBuilder.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.